Hello everyone, welcome to Pediatrics by Dr. Anand. Today's topic of choice is nothing but something known as fifth disease, that is nothing but known as erythema infectiosum. You might have heard the name erythema infectiosum, which is a very common illness in the babies, caused by what? Caused by parvovirus B19, very important. It is a DNA virus, parvovirus B19. Please remember, we have something known as fifth disease and something known as sixth disease. Fifth disease is nothing but erythema infectiosum, where you see slabbed cheek appearance. There'll be a picture of a boy having rashes on the face, on the both side of the cheeks, like a slabbed cheek appearance, SLAPPED, slabbed cheek appearance. Like a slab cheek rash appearance seen in erythema infectiosum, which is nothing but fifth disease. Okay, and sixth disease is nothing but roseola infantum, where you see Nagayama spots. Okay, coming to only per se today regarding fifth disease, which is nothing but erythema infectiosum, which is nothing but caused by DNA virus, parvovirus B19. So the question is, what is the peak age where you get this erythema infectiosum? So the answer is 5 to 15 years of age. 5 to 15 years of age is the peak age for erythema infectiosum. And how does it transmit? How will I get it? How will you get it? How children get it? By respiratory route. Mainly by the respiratory route you get the transmission. Okay, what is the incubation period? Usually it is a very long, 4 to 28 days is the incubation period, but the mean incubation period would be around 16 to 17 days. Okay, patient will have fever, headache, same simple that regular prodromal phase, low-grade fever, headache, lethargy, all the symptoms of upper respiratory tract infection. And that is important. And the main important point is the characteristic rash, which appears like a flushing on the face, which is nothing but a slabbed cheek appearance. And then the rash goes to the trunk, then the proximal extremities, in a very diffuse erythematous macular rash it goes, that rapidly undergoes central clearing also. Okay, that you should know. And this only it gives a reticulated pattern. Okay, are you understanding? I'll repeat again. The slab cheek appearance rash, which was there on the face, it spreads to the trunk, then to the proximal extremities in a diffuse erythematous macular pattern that rapidly undergoes central clearing to give it a reticulated pattern or a lacy pattern. That much you should know. If you know this much, you have done PhD in erythema infectiosum then. Okay, so doctor, when the rash will go? My child is having erythema infectiosum. So the rash gradually fades over 1 to 3 weeks period. 1 to 3 weeks, the rash gradually disappears. Okay, doctor, what are the complications my baby can have? You said erythema infectiosum, slab cheek appearance, parvovirus and all that. So what are the complications I should be aware of? So you can think of arthropathy. Patient can have arthropathy. ITP also is one of the complications. Idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura and aseptic meningitis, that you should know. And this fifth disease, where you have fever and rash and this and that, has to be differentiated from all others fever with the rash DTs, like measles, roseola, rubella. It could be a drug rash. The fever with the rash is a huge case presentation, which I have done separately. So this much you should know. What is the treatment, sir? Doctor, how should I treat my child? What to do? Anything specific I should give? No, ma'am. Only symptomatic management. Fever is there, you give medicine for fever. Cough is there, you give medicine for cough. Just symptomatic management would be really good. Okay, serious manifestations of B19 are a little rare, but if it is there, same I told you, arthralgia, arthropathy, could be transient aplastic crisis in patient with chronic hemolytic anemias and pancytopenias, marrow suppression. Ab bolne ko to bahut kuch hai, matlab if you say, there are so many things are there, but basic is what you need to know. Okay, what else? Yeah, I think that much is more than enough. That was all about erythema infectiosum, which is nothing but fifth disease. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for hearing this audio podcast. And if you want to join our WhatsApp group of our pediatrics, you can WhatsApp us on 9999897081. Thank you.